Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Tonight on the show, singer-songwriter Gabrielle Louise shares some music with us, accompanied by Brody Kinder. We're going to start off with her song, What We Ask For.
Reason is because if you're gonna act like a child, I'll treat you like one. As far as I'm concerned, we only get to do this once. And we all get what we ask for, my love. We all get what we ask for. You can hold it in your gut, that tired old grudge. You can cheat life like a chore, child, use it like a drug. But as far as I'm concerned, we only get to do it once. And we all get what we ask for, my love. We all get what we ask. Gentleness, I choose truth. You might not mind the games I do. Let's talk about it in the morning light when we first arise. Our voices come. Horses and all the king's men have nothing left to defend. Down the line, we should be embarrassed of ourselves in those times. Cause the hurt's still howling through our hearts like the wind through the pine, rattling at the door and the window, rattling at the door. Like a drunk, we gamble everything for the ecstasy, tripping on. Falling on our feet. We can talk like lovers, we can talk like enemies. We will get what we ask for, my love. We will get what we ask for. I can be a memory. You will get what you ask for, my love. You will get what you ask.
That was great. And that is Gabrielle Louise. She's here in the studio with me today with Brody Kinder playing the cajon, which I didn't ever know anything about this instrument before. Can you tell me what this thing is?
Sure. It's a Peruvian percussion instrument. It basically, for the people that can't see it, it looks like a box. And in a very small, compact box, you get the different various sounds that mimic a drum set. So you have a bass tone, and you have a snare up high. You can kind of get toms on the side a little bit.
Yeah, that thing's amazing. How come more people aren't playing one of those?
I think it's pretty popular in the folk circles because, folk musicians probably don't make as much as pop stars, and so for touring in a tiny vehicle instead of a large bus.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
And so you've been doing a lot of that. You've been been all over the place this year since April, right? You've been going around the country?
Yep. Brody and I left from Denver in April, and we went out to the Midwest and around the Southwest as well. And then in June, we looped over to California via Utah and Arizona, up the coast of California, through Oregon. We camped out in the Redwood Forest and in Big Sur and the beautiful hot springs in Oregon. And then we just made our way back down to Colorado a couple of days ago. So here we are in Peonia, and we're relieved.
Quite the dreamy tour. I mean, half those places were, vacation-y spots, but we got to stop along the way through our shows, and it was pretty wonderful country to see. It was awesome.
Well, I feel like you are pretty hardworking musician, Gabrielle. I've seen you come in and out of this area because you have some roots here, right?
I grew up on and off in Salida, so in southern Colorado. And then at some point, I think the person who first introduced me to the Peonia area was Bill Powers. I remember when I was about 12 or 14 and playing at the Salida Cafe, Sweet Sunny South came through. And I met all those guys. And then Bill Powers at one point said, I said, where do you live? And he said, well, I live in paradise. Uh-huh. And he started telling me about Peonia. And then I think I first came over here to play the Mountain Harvest Festival and fell in love with it myself. So,
yeah. So I was looking at your website today, and it seems like you have, first of all, you've been doing a million shows, and it seems like you keep it fairly updated, and you've won a bunch of songwriting contests, and it seems like you're always putting out new stuff. I think you have a good work ethic point. And I just wonder what's driving you. Where did you get that? And, how does that help you?
Well, I love it. I really love it. I think that's what it comes down to. There's definitely been periods in my life where I take a little rest. Sometimes I'll get off the road and not play for a couple of weeks. And then I pick up the guitar again, and kind of what happened just now during the sound check, I'm like, oh, goodness, this is fun, it's a great time. And so I think that there's that principle about something about 10,000 hours or something, and that the more time you spend, that actually equates talent. But I think even before the time you spend part of the equation is the facet of, how much you actually enjoy what you're doing, because that's going to motivate you to put in those hours. So both my parents were musicians. I kind of grew up in it, and I used to have a little duo project with my mom. It was called Mother Gabrielle. And so she got me started pretty young and got me hooked.
Yeah. And so they probably showed you that, that it's not necessarily just something you do on the side and expect to have it all go your way. You have to kind of work for it.
Yeah. And that's such a cool conversation to have, Allie, too, because Brody and I talk about it a lot, that probably 90% of what's really going on is behind the scenes. Musicians put a lot of time in on the computer, just like any other day job, just scheduling things, figuring out drive times between shows, sending out promo material. Mm-hmm. It can get really mundane at points, but if that work doesn't get put in, then you don't really get the opportunity to share your art with people. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of hard work.
Some really complex issues that you're singing about. You're looking deep into some stuff. Do you feel like you've changed your songwriting over the years, going in more in that direction? Or I guess,
yeah, I do. Well, maybe there was a period where I was focusing a lot on social commentary content, and mm-hmm. I wrote a big body of work that was in relationship to social issues, but I got sort of tired of the complaining aspect of that, and the opposite of that, I think, ends up coming out sounding very peace, love, and happiness when you only talk about the solutions, or if you only talk about the problems, that can get tiresome. So I think it is constantly evolving, trying to find the place in between those two extremes that will communicate important ideas without getting preachy and without getting whiny and then without getting too fluffy. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm aiming for. Mm-hmm. We'll see if I get there.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's introspective, too. Certainly that last song was introspective, and
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think Mirror in the Middle, which we're going to hear in a minute, is also, the lyrics are very introspective, and stuff that people don't necessarily like to look at out loud, you know? So it makes it unique.
Well, that's such a, thank you so much for that comment. That's an interesting thing that you say. It's almost as though you've introduced the song for me, because typically what I say, actually in between both of these songs that I've chosen today, and I think it's just serendipitous that they're the two, is that they are about seeking truth and telling the truth, even when it's really hard to do that, to get it out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. So yeah, shall we play the second one?
Yeah, let's hear it. So this is going to be Mirror in the Middle from Gabrielle Louise, who's here to play a show at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this Friday. And she's here with Brody Kinder, who she's been touring with. Is it just you two that have been touring?
Well, we went in and out of a lot of configurations. A girl band project called Dames was part of the lineup at one point. And Brody's been opening up the shows and then joining me for my set as well. So it's fun because it's been our independent artistic personalities with some collaboration towards the end. So
very good.
Yeah. Shut in the wind, it shakes all the walls and it blows through the vents. Oh, I swear that it slammed through the continent when you walked in. Oh, that hole that you so neat with everything you said it was so goddamn mean. You're gonna hold up the mirror, you don't care what I see. Ugly as it might be, I fill the room with silence, but your eyes shoot sparks. If I'm gonna get through this one, Lord, gonna need both deaf and dark. You're either stone cold sober, or there's a hammer in your heart. And even after you got no senses left, can kill truth on your tongue or the bird in your chest. You can live a lie, you can laugh at death. But that hole that I dug, it filled up so neat with everything I said that so goddamn mean. I'm gonna hold up the mirror, I don't care what you see. Ugly as it might be, the morning
or you're jumping in. Into that hole that we dug, filled up nice and neat, with every hurtful word cast off as honesty. Go on now, hold up the mirror, I don't care what I see. Ugly as it might be, selfish as it might be, fragile as it might be.
You've been listening to Gabrielle Louise here with Brody Kinder, and that song was called Mirror in the Middle. And you're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. It's a real privilege to just get to sit here and listen to you guys play.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to come.
Yeah. So you're playing at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts Friday, and it's just going to be, is it going to be the two of you?
Yep. Yeah. It's nice. Going to be a more intimate show. The last time we were in town, we were with that side project Lady Band, Dames, right. Which we're, by the way, coming back to play Mountain Harvest Festival in that configuration in September. But this time it's just going to be Brody and I, so Brody will open up the show, and I'll back him up on his songs and then on some of them, and then I'll play my set, and he'll back me up on some of mine. So
cool. Well, how did you guys start to collaborate? Where did you meet, and how did that happen? You have your voices obviously work together.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
Long time in the making, I guess. We've known each other for about 4 or 5 years now. I would come home from college. I was going to school in Hawaii, and I worked at the coffee shop in between semesters up in Coal Creek Canyon, which my folks had moved to. And so one of those lovely days, Gabby rolled into town looking for property up there, and it was like, oh, hello, young people. And we ended up, you know, kind of jamming. And ever since, you know, she's been playing up in the canyon and convincing me to, you know, to join her, actually.
I kind of bullied him into quitting his job at Apple and going on the road with me. Sorry, Apple. There's many unsatisfied customers out there since Brody's no longer in customer service. But,
yeah, you know, it's been awesome traveling with Gabby for the past couple of months on tour. And I think every day we have the opportunity just to live our truth. You know, this is something that we love, and, you know, something that I love, and, you know, we do it very well together. You know, there's some times when we kind of look at each other and we go, all right.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
That's what makes us, you know, love the whole thing. And
I bet you do when you're like hanging out at Big Sur somewhere in some beautiful spot playing music. Like, yeah, not too shabby. So what was one of your favorite places that you guys went on this tour?
Well, I really love, I'm a river child. I'm a total river child. So we did a 3-day trip on Ruby Horse Thief Canyon, which it's like my fourth or fifth time doing it. I'm pretty addicted to that stretch. But yeah, we took the guitars with us on the boat because it's all flat water, the listeners probably know. And we just sat around the campfire and learned songs under the moon and played by the lulling banks of the river. So,
oh wow,
it was nice.
It was beautiful, like amphitheater, like natural amphitheaters, and we were like on opposite ends, like playing music towards each other.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. right.
And like the natural reverb of the amphitheater was just so beautiful. Like, especially with like the Dames project, because there's, you know, 4-part harmonies in a lot of the things. It would just sound so beautiful. The Dames went with us on that river trip. It was awesome.
It was super fun.
Great. Who are you? Who are some of the singer-songwriters or musicians that you're into these days that are inspiring you, maybe?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so happy to say that there are a lot of the people that we encounter on tour. Like, we get the great privilege of sharing bills with really wonderful groups. So there's a father-daughter duo out of San Luis Obispo, California, and they're called Ranchers for Peace. Mm. And they're super, like, in fact, I have a copy of the record. I should bring KVNF to play. But it's a father-daughter, and the father writes great songs like A La Bob Dylan, really social commentary, really pointed lyrics. Every lyric that comes along in the song, you're like, no, another one. I thought my mind couldn't get more blown. And then the daughter has a beautiful voice, and she plays melodica, which is the instrument that you kind of blow into, and it looks like a keyboard. And then he plays harmonica, and the combination of the melodica and harmonica just sounds like
so cool.
Really neat color.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that those guys, and then Beth Wood out of Portland, Oregon, or Eugene, Oregon, technically. And she's just a powerhouse vocalist. And then we're also really into True North, which is a group out of Salem, Oregon. And they're a husband-wife duo, and they write great songs. They sound a lot like Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. Mm-hmm. And she actually was competing in the Telluride Troubadour competition, so I was going to ask you earlier if maybe you saw her.
Oh, no, I missed that. That would have been a great one to catch. Let's hear one more song before you guys take off, if we could.
Sure thing, yeah. Well, speaking of female singer-songwriters, we do a cover of Nancy Griffith's Gulf Coast Highway.
Oh, beautiful.
And, this is a song that she wrote with James Lee Hooker. Can I swap you picks there, Brady? Who is a member of her band, the piano player, I believe. And the story that she likes to tell, I saw on YouTube, is that they wrote this song when they were driving in a snowstorm on the East Coast, but thinking about springtime in Texas.
Oh.
So it's a song sort of about retirement, I think. Anyway, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Gulf Coast Highway. You work the rails. You work the rice fields with a cool dark wells. You work the oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. The only thing we'd ever owned is this old house here by the road. And when he died, says you catch a blackbird's wing, he will fly away to heaven come some sweet blue bonnet spring.
She walks through springtime when I was home. Our days were sweet, our nights were warm. Seasons change, the jobs would come, the flowers fade, and this old house felt so alone when the work took me away. And when she dies, she says she'll catch some blackbird's wing. She will fly away to heaven come some sweet blue bonnet spring.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Tonight's show featured singer-songwriter Gabrielle Louise. You can catch Gabrielle this Friday night starting at 8 at the Blue Sage in Paonia. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. Coming up next, All Songs Considered. Thank you.
try my best to describe them. Deep sad and brown, mesmerizing. There'll never be a day I could deny them. But if I could choose, it'd be the end. Deep sad and brown, mesmerized.